Time Warner Audiobooks and Intellectual Properties Management presents a selection from A Call to Conscience, the landmark speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Eulogy for the young victims of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing, with an introduction written and read by Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth. Producer's note. Please be aware that although this audio selection follows the format of Warner Books' hardcover release, A Call to Conscience, the speech presented here may differ in length or content from the printed version. Some gaps exist in the original recordings, which will be apparent to the listener. However, we have used the most complete recorded version available. For further insight, we encourage you to consult the book, A Call to Conscience, the landmark speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Hello, I'm Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth. It was in Birmingham in 1954 that I first met Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. While the city buzzed and chatted about the, quote, young man with a PhD, end quote. In a short meeting with him, I, the Birmingham young agitator, was quite impressed with his unassuming disposition, his humility, and his heartfelt belief in nonviolent direct action to end segregation in the South. Being preachers, we knew segregation was wrong. God's word teaches nonviolence, and Gandhi's example of suffering and victory in India led us to believe that nonviolent action was the way to achieve freedom. The 1954 Supreme Court decision against school segregation gave us new hope, and we firmly sensed that the tide of American injustice was beginning to turn, despite Southern reactions to the decision, interposition, nullification, citizens' councils, segregated officials.